Welcome to Paper Bites, where we take cutting-edge AI and engineering research and transform it into bite-sized, engaging audio. Whether you're a tech enthusiast, engineer, or just curious about the latest innovations, we break down complex papers into conversations you can actually follow. No jargon overload, just insightful discussions on how AI is shaping the world. Stay tuned as we dive into today's topic and decode the future, one bite at a time. Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Paper Bites. I'm Jitin.
And I'm Sunil, and we're your guides through the fascinating world of research papers.
Today, we're diving into a paper that tackles a challenge we all face in the age of infinite scroll, getting relevant recommendations in real time.
Exactly. The paper is titled Transact, Transformer-Based Real-Time User Action Model for Recommendation at Pinterest. So buckle up, because we're about to explore the world of Pinterest recommendations.
You know, Pinterest, that platform where you find everything from DIY projects to dream vacation destinations, faces the constant challenge of providing users with a fresh, inspiring, and personalized home feed.
Right, and they handle billions of pins, which means their recommendation system has to be pretty robust. This paper unveils a new approach to real-time recommendations, tackling the issue of how to balance the immediacy of user actions with their long-term preferences.
So, let's talk about the heart of Pinterest, the home feed. It's the first thing users see, and it's where they spend most of their time. I mean, personally, I can get lost in that feed for hours.
Totally. It's a constant source of inspiration, or at least procrastination. And because it's the primary entry point for most users, getting the home feed recommendations right is absolutely critical for Pinterest's success.
Absolutely. The paper highlights how important it is to grab users' attention right from the start. A boring or irrelevant home feed is a quick way to lose users to other platforms.
Exactly. And this ties into what we were saying earlier about the sheer volume of pins on Pinterest. The recommendation system has to filter through billions of pins and present only the most relevant ones on a user's home feed. Talk about a needle in a haystack situation.
True. So it's not just about showing pretty pictures, it's about understanding what each user is interested in and serving up content that's tailored to their individual tastes.
Right, and doing it quickly. Imagine you save a pin about rustic farmhouse decor. You expect to see similar content immediately, not after you've scrolled through a bunch of unrelated stuff. This immediate feedback makes users feel understood, thus making the experience more engaging.
And it all starts with that initial home feed experience. The paper emphasizes the home feed as the primary source of overall user engagement. Makes sense. It's the digital storefront of inspiration.
And it's worth mentioning that Pinterest uses a three-stage recommender system, starting with filtering down the available pins to a manageable list. And then the ranking part comes into play where it determines which pins show up first and higher on the home feed.
Yeah, retrieval, ranking, and blending. It's like a well-oiled machine working behind the scenes to curate that perfect personalized feed. Okay, so we've established how crucial the home feed is and how it needs to be personalized. But the real challenge here is delivering these personalized recommendations in real time. So how does this paper tackle this real-time recommendation challenge?
They introduce a new model called Transact. It's designed specifically to capture those short-term user preferences, the stuff you've interacted with recently, which is key for real-time recommendations.
Okay, so instead of looking at your entire history on Pinterest, Transact focuses on your recent activity?
Exactly. It uses a sequence of your most recent actions, like the pins you've saved, clicked on, or even hidden. They limit it to the 100 most recent actions, which is a practical constraint to manage the computational load.
Smart. So how does Transact process these actions? It's not just a simple list, right? There's some complex processing involved.
Absolutely. Each action has associated features. The timestamp, obviously. The type of action, like a save, a click, or a hide. And, importantly, the pin sage embedding of the pin itself. Pin sage is another model Pinterest uses. It basically summarizes the content of a pin into a dense vector.
Got it. So, Transact has a sequence of these combined features for each user. What does it do with them?
It uses a transformer network. This architecture is really good at understanding sequential data. It's the same tech behind things like large language models. A transformer looks for patterns and relationships within the sequence of your actions.
Interesting. So, it's trying to figure out, okay, Jitin has been saving a lot of pins about home decor lately, so maybe he's interested in this new rug. Something like that.
Exactly. It captures those evolving short-term interests. The paper also talks about early fusion, where they combine the features of the candidate pin, the one they're considering recommending, with the features of the actions in the sequence.
So the model directly sees the relationship between what you've been doing and what they're thinking of showing you?
Precisely. And they found that this early fusion approach significantly improves the model's performance. They also use a random time window mask during training. This prevents the model from only recommending stuff very similar to what you've just interacted with. It helps with diversity.
That makes sense. You don't want to just get stuck in a rabbit hole of similar recommendations. You want to discover new things too.
Exactly. And it's all about balancing that short-term preference with exploration so you see a mixture of familiar and new content. That's Transact in a nutshell, a smart way to capture those immediate preferences.
Okay, that makes sense. But doesn't this only account for your very recent activity? What about the long-term interests, the things you've been pinning for months or even years?
That's where the hybrid part comes in. Transact doesn't work in isolation. It's combined with another model called Pinnerformer.
Pinnerformer, what's that?
It's a model that learns long-term user representations. It looks at your entire history on Pinterest, or at least a much larger portion of it, and creates an embedding that represents your overall interests.
So it's like a summary of your long-term Pinterest personality.
Exactly. And this is where the hybrid approach gets interesting. They combine the output of Transact, which captures your short-term interests, with the output of Pinnerformer, which represents your long-term interests.
That's clever. So you get the best of both worlds. Responsiveness to your recent actions and an understanding of your overall tastes.
Precisely. They found that this combination is crucial for optimal performance. In their offline experiments, removing either Transact or Pinnerformer resulted in a significant drop in accuracy.
So they both play an important role. Do they explain how they combine these two models?
Yes, they use both outputs as features in their main ranking model, Pinnability, which also includes a bunch of other things like pin features and user features.
I see. So it's not just adding them together, it's integrating them into a larger system. Okay, so they've got this fancy model, but how do they actually make it work in the real world? Dealing with real-time data from millions of users must be a huge engineering challenge.
Absolutely. They talk about the productionization challenges in the paper. One big hurdle was the computational complexity. Apparently, adding Transact made the model 65 times more computationally expensive.
Wow, 65 times. That's insane. How did they deal with that? They must have thrown a ton of hardware at the problem.
Well, they did switch to GPU serving, which helped a lot. But even with GPUs, they had to do a lot of optimization.
Like what?
A bunch of things. They talk about fusing CUDA kernels, combining memory copies, and forming larger batches for inference. They even use something called CUDA graphs, which sounds pretty hardcore.
CUDA graphs? What are those?
It's a way to capture the model inference process as a static graph, so instead of launching individual kernels, they can execute the entire thing as a single unit. It cuts down on the overhead significantly.
That's pretty slick. So they basically squeezed every bit of performance they could out of the hardware.
Exactly. They also optimized the real-time feature processing pipeline using Flink and Kafka to handle the incoming stream of user actions. They had to deal with things like validating actions, deduplicating them, and handling timing discrepancies.
It sounds like they really went all out on the engineering side to make this thing work. I guess that's what it takes to build real-time recommendations at Pinterest scale. All right, so they put in all this effort to make it work. But did it actually pay off? What were the results?
Well, the results are pretty impressive, both offline and online. Offline, they saw a significant improvement in their key metrics, especially for non-core users, the ones who haven't been on Pinterest much recently.
Makes sense, since those users don't have much history for the model to work with. So the real-time data becomes even more valuable.
Precisely. They used HIT at 3 as their evaluation metric, and Transact outperformed all the baselines, including their existing WDL model and even Alibaba's behavior sequence transformer.
Speaking of baselines, you mentioned earlier that just using sequential features as part of the wide features didn't work well. What about the BST model? Why didn't it do so well on this data?
The BST model struggled to distinguish negative actions, like hiding a pin, whereas Transact excelled in that area. The paper suggests this might be due to the way Transact encodes action types.
Interesting. What about the online results? Did they see a similar improvement?
Even better, actually. They saw an 11% increase in home feed repin volume, a 10% decrease in hide volume, and an increase in overall time spent on Pinterest. Again, the gains were even bigger for non-core users.
Those are some pretty substantial improvements. Any gotchas or issues they encountered along the way?
Yeah, they talk about a couple of challenges. One was engagement decay over time. Basically, the model's performance would start to decline if they didn't retrain it regularly.
Ah, the joys of real-time data. Always changing, always needing to be updated.
Exactly. They found that retraining twice a week was the sweet spot to keep the model fresh without incurring too much training cost.
Makes sense. What was the other challenge?
The other issue was a drop in recommendation diversity. Because Transact was so good at capturing short-term interests, it tended to recommend things very similar to what users had recently engaged with. It was creating a sort of rabbit hole effect.
So, users were getting stuck in a loop, seeing the same kinds of pins over and over again?
Pretty much. To counter this, they implemented a random time window mask during training, which forces the model to consider a wider range of user actions. This brought the diversity back up without sacrificing relevance.
So, retraining and the time window mask helped address the engagement decay and diversity drop. But what's the bigger picture here? What did they learn about how Transact interacts with the system as a whole?
They noticed something really interesting about the online results. The performance boost from Transact was actually greater in their live system compared to what they observed in the A/B test.
That's unusual. What do they attribute that to?
They believe it's because of a positive feedback loop. Think about it. Transact makes the home feed more responsive to user actions, so users are more likely to engage with relevant content, leading to more clicks and repins.
And that engagement data then feeds back into the model during retraining, making the recommendations even better. It's a virtuous cycle.
Exactly. This loop reinforces user preferences, making the system increasingly personalized over time. It's kind of like a snowball effect, gathering momentum as it goes.
So the full potential of Transact wasn't even realized in the A/B test because it didn't have the benefit of that feedback loop over an extended period. That's fascinating. It really highlights the dynamic nature of real-time recommendation systems.
It does. It reminds me of those direct feedback loops mentioned in some recommendation system literature, where the model influences its own future training data.
Yeah, it can make evaluating these systems a real challenge. So are there any other insights they gleaned from this experience?
Well, they emphasize that this positive feedback loop makes frequent retraining even more crucial for Transact to stay effective and up to date with the ever-evolving user behavior.
Right, because the training data is constantly being shaped by the model's own recommendations. It's a continuous learning process.
Exactly. And that's why they settled on that twice-a-week retraining schedule. It's a trade-off between keeping the model fresh and managing the training costs.
It makes sense. It sounds like a pretty effective strategy. So Transact seems to be working pretty well for the home feed. Did they try applying it anywhere else on Pinterest?
Yeah, they explored its potential in other areas too, like related pins, which provides recommendations based on a specific pin you're looking at.
That sounds like a perfect fit. Did it work there?
It did. They saw a 2.8% increase in repin volume for related pins. It seems Transact's ability to capture short-term preferences translates well to contextual recommendations.
It makes sense. If you are clicking on similar pins, it's likely you are interested in seeing more like those in real time. What about search?
They tried it there as well. And it also showed promise, with a 2.3% lift in repin volume. So capturing those immediate interests seems helpful, even when you are actively searching for something.
So it's not just about passive browsing on the home feed. Even when users have a specific intent, Transact can still enhance the recommendations. That's pretty powerful.
It is. They also briefly mentioned using it for notification ranking and saw a small bump in push open rates.
Interesting. So even outside of core product recommendations, understanding user intent in real time seems to be beneficial.
Definitely. And they saw an interesting result by applying Transact to their email marketing campaigns, a 1.4% increase in click-through rates.
Wow, that's pretty significant for email marketing. It suggests Transact could have broad applications beyond just the Pinterest platform.
Exactly. It shows the potential of using real-time user actions to personalize any kind of user experience, not just recommendations. It could be used in e-commerce, personalized content feeds, and other various personalized content feeds as well.
Absolutely. It highlights the versatility of Transact as a general purpose model for understanding user intent in real time. So, to wrap things up, this Transact model from Pinterest seems like a pretty big deal for real-time recommendations.
For sure. It's a clever way to use transformers to capture those short-term preferences, which are so crucial for keeping users engaged.
And the hybrid approach, combining it with the longer-term user representations, makes a lot of sense. It's like getting the best of both worlds.
Right. You get the immediacy of real-time feedback, but you also maintain the context of the user's overall interests.
The results they saw were pretty impressive too, especially that 11% lift in repin volume on the home feed. That's not insignificant.
Not at all. And the fact that they saw gains across other areas like related pins, search, and even email marketing suggests this isn't just a one-trick pony.
Definitely has wider implications. Plus, the challenges they faced during productionization and the solutions they came up with, like fusing CUDA kernels and using CUDA graphs, provide valuable insights for anyone working with large-scale recommendation systems.
Absolutely. Real-world deployments always have their own set of hurdles.
For sure. So, if you're interested in learning more about Transact, the details of its architecture, the challenges faced during productionization, or the results of their experiments, we encourage you to check out the show notes for links to the original paper and other resources.
And if you enjoyed this episode of Paper Bites, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast platform. It really helps us reach a wider audience.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you in the next episode. That's a wrap for this episode of Paper Bites. We hope you enjoyed diving into today's research and gained some fresh insights into the world of AI and engineering. If you found this useful, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave us a review. It really helps us keep bringing you cutting-edge content. Got a paper you'd like us to cover? Let us know. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and stay curious. See you in the next bite.